This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell. We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we kick off the week here with some advanced constitutional medicine. Why is that? Because Michael Badnarik's still here, and he's still bad to the bone. Michael, again, thank you for coming out this weekend and having a great Constitution class. And the Second Amendment marksmanship training, that was a super bonus.
Thank you for helping me organize that. Everybody who came really enjoyed the class. They claimed they learned a lot in the classroom. And I think they learned quite a bit out at the gun range, too, with our friend Ian.
Yeah.
And people got an opportunity to shoot a wide variety of pistols and rifles, and we were able to coach them so that they were hitting the newspaper, or, you know, hitting the target.
Yes.
And really, it's a sense of empowerment. You know, you realize that, you know, it's not all that easy, but you begin to get the sense that you would actually be able to defend your life if it comes to that.
You know, when we were talking with Ian afterwards, it was pretty interesting how he was saying, not that we didn't know, like, under Obama, he's been the best salesman for the Second Amendment, because everybody's afraid that firearms are going to be confiscated. If Hillary becomes president, there'll be more of sales. He said the AR sales went up significantly, right? But then he said something that I didn't know. More women than men. And he's talking liberal women. And, you know, the kind that are like, oh, guns, ooh, no gun, and they're all coming in. They get one, and then they're coming back for two, three, and four.
It's because they are currently living in a contradiction. You know, they say one thing. They would like a utopian society. You know, frequently they ask, can't we all just learn to get along? And the answer is no. There are some people out there who just will not learn to get along. And when, you know, your ox is the one that's finally being gored, all of a sudden, you know, that's when you want to start defending your property, start to recognize how important it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, I tell people that gravity exists. And if somebody argues with me, I just walk them to the window and ask them to take two steps. You know, I win either way because, you know, they're going to finally admit that, no, stepping outside the window would be really hazardous.
Mm-hmm. But the gun itself is not, as we were there, everybody was joking about the fact that they found it so shocking that not one gun jumped off of the bench and loaded itself and fired into people randomly.
I know. They must have been a special class of guns. You know, these are the safe guns, the ones that, you know, have no desire to hurt anybody.
No central nervous system, like typical guns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty incredible. And the other thing about what Ian was telling us about these women that were buying guns, they buy one, and they get out there and shoot it, and they go, man, this is actually kind of fun, it's good, and you know what, I want another and another and another. And it changes their attitude, certainly. And I think the fear and intimidation factor of those that grew up not being around them, and those who have bought the left, political left, or media left, their meme is that the guns are so dangerous, they realize, no, it's about safe operations, safe handling, getting rid of the fear and intimidation. And as you know, my son's been around them and these other kids that are there, and they respect them. They don't just pick them up randomly like you hear the tragic stories of kids that didn't know anything about guns. They pick them up and bang, it's done. But there's a way that even kids are not going to be stupid about these things. And I see these families that it's part of the upbringing as opposed to something to fear.
Right. And your son was there, and he was an incredible shooter. You know, he's 16 years old now. He knew about the pistols, about the rifles. He was trying all of them. He was safe. I mean, I was watching him, and he never did anything that might accidentally harm somebody. Because, mm-hmm. you know, these kids tend a tendency to get excited and enthusiastic and,
yeah.
you know, not farsighted enough to recognize the potential danger.
Yeah.
And your boy was out there. He was doing it with the best of them. So I was really proud of him.
Well, you teach them to respect it. Of course, they need to have good, strong leaders in that sense. Not that we need a good, strong leader. But think about a role models, examples, dads, right? And people, oh, no, he's getting politically correct. He's incorrect. He's talking about dads, right? But there's something about the male energy at that point in regards to training and discipline, right? Ian is a former British Special Forces officer. And, you know, if a young boy knows that that's what he's been in combat, immediately there's a deep level of respect. There's just like something unspoken. It's like, okay, this guy, he could look at me wrong. I could fall down dead, right? And so there is that level of discipline and training and recognition of the seriousness. This isn't a tinker toy. This isn't a Hasbro plastic water gun. And, you know, I think that level of respect needs to be afforded and accorded so that, you know, kids and others, including adults that do stupid things, like you guys mentioned that you both had seen this video about a DE agent who was just cocky as can be about guns. He was in a gun class saying, I'm the only one who knows how to handle the guns. The next moment, did he shoot himself?
He shot himself right in the thigh. It could not have been a better video because his attitude was so, you know, demeaning to everybody else, like, I'm the only one smart enough.
Right.
And it wasn't like 6 seconds later that he points the gun down, fortunately, and pulls the trigger and shoots himself right in the leg. It's like a 10 or 15 second video that you've got to see. It's like, yay, DEA. You know,
but what do you think? I mean, the ego driven at that point, because
oh yeah,
I think about the care that we all took in respect and all of the, you know, the things that as we were all together with, you know, there were 100 different firearms, there were no issues. There were other people downrange, not down. I shouldn't say downrange, side range, because there was a few ranges. So and they were doing their thing, but there was an acknowledgement and a respect again. I also speak from my background, Michael, because I didn't grow up around firearms. We were more a liberal Jewish family. It's like, ooh, not guns, no guns. And so I came to this rather late in the equation to really respect and understand the necessity. And of course, I looked back to my ancestry and said, you know, if only some of my ancestors in Nazi Germany were armed, you know, even if they would have been taken out, they would have taken a few Nazis with them along the way.
Correct.
And I think that's a better place to be than just being carted off into a gas chamber somewhere. And I think that's an apt thing to bring up anytime you talk about disarming people.
Well, one of the things I think everybody recognizes, we don't tend to talk about, is genuineness. When you were talking about our buddy Ian,
mm-hmm.
he's British Special Forces, he does not stand around and brag about I was British Special Forces.
I'm the only one that can do,
you know,
it. Like it, yeah.
He is quiet and mild and friendly, but as you say, you just look at him.
Deadly
you
serious.
Look at you don't have to see any kind of credentials or let me see your certificate from the old, you know, you can tell this guy is genuine all the way to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
And you contrast that with the DEA agent who's pretending to have that level of authority and respect. Those are the people who have to brag about it. Like, I'm the only one. Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he quickly demonstrated that he didn't deserve that kind of respect.
Right, right. And I think it is that way about teaching people about rights. You know, there are people that are not genuine in this. I don't think they understand the gravity. You brought up gravity earlier. The gravity of rights, and you talk about it, and the free download at constitutionpreservation.org, the chapter, I believe chapter 2, rights versus privileges, but the gravity of the discussion, as much as we had a great time, we got to laugh a little, it was lighthearted fun too, there was a seriousness, of course, about the topic when we get together to talk about the Constitution, the gravity of the situation where so much of this country, including and especially those in government, have abandoned it. And even if they claim to adopt it, they really don't know what the words mean. And so we've got these competing tracks because we love to enjoy life. I know you love to enjoy life, skydiving, scuba diving, all the adventures you've been on. But at the same time, we walk through life and have this seriousness. Like, people are really doing themselves in by abandoning this document, much like we talk about abandoning our bodies in that Constitution.
Well, even when we claim to love the Declaration, we love liberty, many of us have still been indoctrinated to such a level that at the beginning of the class, and I'm saying we are sovereign, we have control over our bodies, we make the final decision, not the government. You know, every once in a while we have a student who says, well, in an emergency situation, when it's in war, then the government has to take over, they have to make the final decision. Mm-hmm. It's like, no. No, you can't have it both ways. Either we are superior to the government, or we are submissive to the government, and it can't be both ways.
We are subservient, we are enslaved, captured, etc. And, you know, I still find that maybe people in America have not suffered enough. And that's not me wanting to see suffering. It's me to acknowledge as a healer, too, that oftentimes people that I can help when it's a mild little scratch, right, don't come to me then. They say, oh, now I've got cancer all over my body. Now can you help me? Right. Well, what about when I tried to explain to you about what you were doing 20, 30 years ago?
Right.
And I think that the people, by and large, have had it pretty easy. Think about it. The way we've grown up in America, we haven't had to want for much. Even the poorest people in America are way more wealthy than, you know, some of the middle class of African nations, really.
Correct. Yeah.
So
we take it so much for granted, and it's almost a cliche that people from other countries come to the United States and they appreciate liberty and freedom more than the people who were born here.
It's absolutely, absolutely incredible. Now, this is another reason why those of you who weren't able to attend the Constitution class with Michael, there will be other opportunities. And I know we've got listeners all over the country, all over the world. ConstitutionPreservation.org, there's a calendar there. But what are a couple of the cities that people need to hear?
Next week, Fort Worth. Weekend after that is Sacramento, California.
Whoa, okay. Fort Worth, Texas, Sacramento, California.
And then on September 17th, which is Constitution Day, Austin, Texas.
All right, back in Austin, Texas. For, and I know we got listeners in Austin, so as you guys come out, it'll transform your posture in this world for the better. Yeah, there's stuff going on, but I want you to be prepared for it and be ready to help others once they become ready to hear this message of liberty. And, of course, in a broader context, health, freedom, and healing liberty, we do on the Robert Scott Bell Show 2 hours a day. 6 days a week. One more segment with Michael Badnarik. We got Doc Rob coming up and also Dr. Rashid Bitar. More after this.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735. 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I have certainly enjoyed the visit with my good friend Michael Badnarik, and I can't wait to do it again already.
I'm ready to come back.
You're not wore out? We didn't.
No. I can do this a long time. I can answer questions about the Constitution more than the students, can ask.
You have the strongest constitutionally based adrenals of anyone I've met, and he keeps on going as long as we got him here. So we'll try to do it again. Of course, that's why I mentioned the other cities. RobertScottBell.com. Links are up to Michael and his website as well. Good to Be King, A Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedom is also the book I want you to read, in addition to his more recent book, which is Secrets to Sovereignty. Now, Michael, there's some news, and I'm thinking, we know there's a lot of places where the government has just abandoned the Constitution, but this is out of the New York Times, and it's a story talking about prisoners that are upset in Louisiana, I believe, in the Deep South. There's no air conditioning in the prisons. It's over 100 degrees. There's humidity. This is a problem, but this is a constitutional issue?
Well, it could be. According to the Eighth Amendment, we're not supposed to, you know, give people unusual punishments. So
this is not cool and unusual.
It's cruel and unusual.
So again, they're hot. It's like, could this be considered? Because think about when the Constitution was written, there was no air conditioning.
Correct.
Right. So that's an interesting thought. I know we only have a couple of minutes, but does it change to say, the Constitution didn't account for air conditioning?
Well, the Constitution doesn't account for waterboarding either, or bamboo under the fingernails. And I've always kind of distanced myself from the Eighth Amendment because there is no direct and consistent definition for cruel, unusual, and unreasonable debts, unreasonable fines. And you know, in my own situation, I had a $400 traffic fine, and my bail was $5,000, which I thought was unreasonable.
Wow.
But that's the problem with the amendment. There is no, it's a subjective definition. So is it cruel to have prisoners locked up in cells when the temperature outside is 100 degrees? And it's definitely going to be uncomfortable. I don't doubt that. But if we acknowledge that torturing prisoners, I mean, literally putting them in electric shock, that would not be good.
Right.
Waterboarding them, making them think they're going to die, that would not be good. It's a matter of level.
Sure, and the subjectivity includes the way they describe it, because those that are for torture say it's not torture, it's enhanced interrogation.
Right.
Right,
and they try to discount, they try to give it a pleasant name,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that it becomes more palatable in the mind.
Yeah.
But air conditioning has been around for so long, and I don't know that
we've
it's
adapted,
really,
have we not?
We have. Yeah. And, you know, to most people buying a home, air conditioning is not an option.
Right.
You're not going to buy a home without air conditioning. So I don't know why these people are in prison. Mm-hmm. That's a completely different subject. But if we're going to have them in jail, I don't think that it is unreasonable to provide
at that
them.
Level.
Yeah, you don't have to keep it down at, you know, 75 degrees and, you know, give them fruit bowls every day.
Take
and
the edge off.
All right. All you got to do is just, like, make it not painful or.
Sure. That. The subjectivity. I mean, I might argue that sending your kid to a government indoctrination center, public school, is cruel and unusual.
I think so, too,
right?
Especially because you are allowing the government and the teachers to destroy their thinking process.
Mm-hmm.
The critical thinking that they are going to need when they become adults to be able to analyze new, novel information and make a decision.
They're lost.
They're lost.
Places. Another thing that's really good about the thing that we didn't really like the other night when we did the Periscope together, the forced vaccination issue in California.
Yes.
The good news, if I could find a silver lining in it, is that many parents are going to be pulling their children out of public schools, but private schools too, which maybe follows the same curriculum in many cases, but homeschooling will be the option. And I think that's a good thing, because now you've got parents engaged more often than not to say, you know what, I want my kid to grow up to be able to deal with what's out in the real world. Let's talk about how to question authority, for instance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right, always great discussion with Michael Bednarik. You know, the door's open here every time, anytime you want. And I hope folks will really turn out for you in Fort Worth and Sacramento and then back in Austin on Constitution Day in September. We'll get Michael back on, but remind everybody, check it out. Upcoming events in the show notes at robertscottbell.com and also at constitutionpreservation.org. Coming up, Doc Rob will get a cannabis update as well, and Dr. Batar will talk advanced medicine. I think we're going to do some analogies with the Second Amendment marksmanship training. I like how we learned a lot and how we can learn a lot about life and health through the Second Amendment. We'll get to that in a bit as well. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you so much.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, it's having like a friend from the old days back on the air. We haven't had him in a while. Good guy, Doc Rob, is back. Cannabis updates. I can go to you for that anytime. I know. Just checking in. You travel around so much. When do you slow down?
Well, it's been a nice summer. Great to be back here. Slowed down a little bit over the summertime. Dealt some family stuff. We all have that to deal with. But now that we're getting school back on the track and people getting their health back in focus, the travel journey, the calendar's getting filled up very quickly.
All right, so Doc Rob's new, saying is not bringing cannabis back into the schools. That's not what you're saying.
No. I'm saying when people are, it's a topic that, you know, we've had all had our summer vacations, we've traveled, had camps, all that fun stuff, but now we're getting back into seriousness, and we have some good expos and conferences coming up. We have the election's coming up in November. Obviously, people are paying attention. And, you know, like I said, the DEA just made some new announcements regarding cannabis that are going to affect different states and different businesses. So a lot of moving parts, but a lot of good stuff to pay attention to.
Yeah, you know, Florida, it's back on the ballot as a constitutional amendment. They got to get 60%. Last time it was, they got 58%. So there could be some switching around. And it's interesting in Florida, you know, I talk about a change in attitudes. I've heard from some people that, you know, have been in pain for years that, and I'm not talking doctors recommending cannabis, but like sheriffs and police officers are saying, you know what, you ought to be doing cannabis, even though it's still illegal. I mean, that's how much this has shifted. I think law enforcement is realizing, you know, that war on that plant, I think it's over.
I think on the local level, we're definitely seeing that, and we're looking at people who are being responsible. They're not criminals, they're not dealers, they're just trying to take care of their health and enjoy their quality of life. And I think on the local level, we have law enforcement recognizing that. You know, I think the DEA and the FDA, they're on a whole different scale. They have different interests, and they have different influencers. And I think we see that with this last decision or judgment from the DEA to keep cannabis as a Schedule I drug. I think that we see that they're missing the big picture and going against what the majority of people, half the country, is now, you know, pretty much medical marijuana legal. And people, I think, like you said, in Florida, we got 58% last time. We're probably closing to see, I expect, over 70% results this year because of, in that short amount of time, people's awareness, education, and appreciation for the plant has grown significantly.
Even though the Publix, I think it's a multi-billion dollar grocery store chain based in Florida, has like put in, I don't know how many tens or hundreds of millions to fight it.
I think the last announcement was the billionaire heiress of Publix put in $800 million into it, and they said it wasn't just against cannabis, it was for drug awareness, and that's not really accurate. People from other states are commenting how I suggest boycotting or at least recognizing what they're about. But if you're in Florida, like I've been, and you hear the radio and TV ads over the last 3+ months have been all about, hey, come to Publix, your one-stop shop where you can get your drugs and prescriptions filled too, and then to go against and put that kind of money against the plant and a safe medicine that so many people, especially here in Florida, elderly and children alike, would benefit from. It's hypocritical, and I think people are starting to see it, that it's for what it is.
Yeah, if you're in need of some hypocrisy, you're out, your kitchen cabinet is bare, come to Publix where we have some to spare.
Yeah, exactly. You're bread and milk and every other lobbyist industry that'll, you know, keep our doors open, but oh yeah, get your pills in a bottle with a prescription, but you can't get a plant. It's like saying, don't stop buying them, stop selling produce, okay? Publix, if you're going to be in that regard, stop selling that kale at the, you know, in your produce section, because you're missing out on the big
Publix
picture.
Where shopping for drugs is a pleasure, but a plant that got created shall be abolished and prohibited. So anyway,
for sure.
Yeah, you've always been on the forefront of this for many years, Doc Rob. By the way, Doc Rob, our good friend, DocRob.com, he's also trying to put together some kind of TV show. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that, you know, one of your, you've had a lot of visions and dreams of things that you'd like to do to get the word out.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what it was. I was sick myself as a young kid. I went on this journey to get education and learn how to heal myself, and I've gratefully been able to do that pretty well, and I've helped a lot of people. I used to go to 500 health food stores a year, traveling the United States, educating the staff, and doing consumer talks, and getting on the radio, and just like you, we got to get the word out there. We have to educate people and be a resource of good information. And I just found that with today, with online videos, with television channels, we have, you know, personalities like Dr. Oz and the doctors starting this, you know, health awareness movement, or continuing it, let's say, not starting it, but continuing it. And I think that there just needs to be a voice geared towards a younger, more holistic, more preventative, more natural, more freedom-esque kind of language that hasn't really been out there. And whether that has to stay on as a digital series, you know, basically online, or gets picked up by a big network, I really believe that health inspiration and health freedom go hand in hand. And yeah, I'm went on Indiegogo, we partnered up with them and Eric Klein Productions, and we put together a cool video to explain this concept, and there'll be a lot of really cool health hit tips, I call them, and fun facts about health. Like, I'm all about living the lifestyle that you choose, but doing it in a healthier way. And that doesn't matter if you're a CEO or a college kid or just someone trying to grind out their 9-to-5, but help manage your stress and have more energy. And I just always want to share that information, not just my own, but bring on other experts and other healers and other companies and people that are also doing inspiring work. And that's why I've always, you know, applauded your efforts and what other great champions of health, education, and freedoms are all about. And this is just another one of those outlets that we need to support. So I appreciate everyone's help and, of course, your support always, Robert.
Yeah, absolutely. For the Hip, he says, it's the health-inspired person with Doc Rob. It's linked up in the show notes today, robertscottbell.com. You want to check it out and throw some support that way. By all means, go for it. Now, there's another article here about cannabis. And it's on off of a PBS station, PBS.org. It says, why some doctors feel completely in the dark about medical marijuana. I don't know. Is that a trick question? I mean, do you find that it's in their curriculum? I don't know. Of course they're in the dark.
I mean, they're not only in the dark, but they're actually being challenged when it comes to searching out their information for themselves. We, about a year ago or so, maybe even more, we did a conference in Chicago. And we are invited, went to call all the hospitals, we called all the medical associations, we invited all these doctors to come, and they didn't. And the reality was, I was told that some of the hospitals and organizations told them that if they went, they'd be in trouble. And so on one hand, they want the information, but some of the, you know, the establishment doesn't want them, you know, learning all this information and becoming aware. But there are more and more programs and more, continuing education credits. But, you know, for example, like I'm speaking in New York for a bunch of doctors. It'll be live streamed in early October on cannabis. And yet they want the presentation. They want the whole content delivered this week. And I said, do you realize that in the next 2 months, just like how much was changed even with last week or what news was reported last week, mm-hmm. how much may change in this short amount of time? It's such a moving, you know, category with a lot of new revelations. They just had a big conference in Poland. This is the International Cannabinoid Research Society, which I'm a part of. And, the cutting-edge research and findings are still amazing, but they're still minimal. They're limited, and hopefully now with these new rules and continuing awareness, more and more research will be available, and we'll find more and more understanding to how this plant can be used to heal. But we know even if I juiced it up and ate it raw, it's going to provide healing benefits, and that should be something I fight for every day, is to be able to grow your own, half a dozen or so plants in your backyard, just like tomatoes and kale and cucumbers. Exactly. I'd like to be able to grow my cannabis plant and throw it in my Vitamix and have it in my green drink in the morning, and I know that it'll benefit so many people without even the psychoactive high part. You don't get high in that regard. And most doctors don't even understand that component. So maybe if more doctors promote it as a food or a vegetable, we get it versus a, you know, kind of a drug and a pill.
Exactly.
Then we get maybe more headway. So that's something I advocate.
It should be like a normal plant we would see in everybody's garden because, you know, as you know, those that cultivate this for the purposes of recreational use and getting high, as they call it, are typically growing it indoors because they're very protective of I don't know what is it, if it's the pollination issue or the male versus female plant issue, but the people that are going to be growing it in their backyard, side yards, front yards, they're going to be using it, like you said, for juicing, for salads, for, you know, different poultices, all the things that it can be used for without that one particular purpose that it's been villainized for.
Yeah, and even that villainized attribute of getting you high, when you're a doctor and you see patients in pain, when you see patients suffering with cancer and frustrated and depressed and just, you know, and a little bit of that psychoactive component, a small amount in 20 minutes gives them a relaxed, comforted feeling again, that's medicine too. And I think the people, until you see it firsthand, and that's what we're seeing, a lot of these politicians and anti-cannabis advocates, until it affects their family, until it's their child, until it's their parent who's in pain, and they start seeing how safe and effective it actually is, they change their tune. It's unfortunate that it requires that kind of personalized dramatic or traumatic experience to be compassionate towards others. But, you know, hopefully we keep, fighting the good fight and getting more and more people to understand that this plant is just one of many, many plants that help heal and should not be excluded because of one attribute of many.
Right. It's ludicrous. If you did that you could find that for every plant. You find one attribute you don't like, well, we should ban it. Of course, that's not what we talk about here. Now, if you're going to speak into a group of naturopaths in New York, you said it, this field is just developing so quickly that next week, more information. So at a certain point, you got to stake a claim and go, all right, well, no matter what happens, I got to talk about this aspect, right? Is there something that's jumping out at you more so than ever right now?
I think that's a good point. I think one of the key components that the industry is waking up to is that there's over 500 compounds found in this cannabis plant, over about 111 of them are cannabinoids, and most of the conversation is simply around two, you know, THC and CBD. And what we're seeing is that terpenes or sesquiterpenes are things that are commonly found in essential oils and spices and things that are much more commonplace are part of this cannabis effectiveness. And we're seeing nomenclature. So instead of it, you're going to hear like OG Kush and Trainwreck and all these great strain names that people are crafting in their, on their couch. The reality is science is evolving to, you know, where it's going to be like a linoleum, you know, or myrcene dominant 3-to-1 ratio with a, you know, it's going to be much more scientific, much more specific towards conditions. But at the same time, the whole plant is showing it such great value that you can't take it away from its whole form and the way nature gave it to us, whether it be as a vegetable in a salad infused into your diet. It doesn't have to be one or the other, but yeah, definitely people look into the terpene aspect of it, the essential oils, certain other plants like echinacea and how that role does work within the endocannabinoid system. This is just the beginning.
The concert. Doc, Rob, always appreciate you dropping by. Glad to hear from you, and hopefully Florida votes in the right way. If it's up at 70%, there's no way even the public's heiress can stop it. So thanks for all your good work, and check it out, linked up, including his project, if you want to support it, DocRob.com. It's all there.
Thanks, I appreciate the support.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Doc Rob, also Michael Badnarik, champion of the Constitution, he is. And next hour, Dr. Rashid Bittar, Advanced Medicine, coming up. Remember, upcoming events, always in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan, RobertScottBell.com. Next up, August 26th, 27th, 28th, Las Vegas, Nevada. Miss you, Jerry Doyle. You should have been there. American Naturopathic Medical Association. Then Cancer Prevention Convention, Ann Arbor, Michigan, September 11th. More than that, but it's in the notes. Go get it. Go get it. Now, we've been talking strength. We've been talking Constitution. We've been talking liberty, freedom. The power to heal is yours. That's always what we talk about. But, man, I'm sad to say, when I look around at my fellow Americans, I see a bunch of wimps and wussies. No, not you listening to this show. Those who are not. But all y'all listening now are courageous, brave, and all that stuff. But we're talking about everybody else, just about. And the fear of Zika. Although, I can't say everybody else, because Super Don, as you pointed out, too, with all the Zika scares, it looks like the American public is not buying it. But I still have questions, though. If they didn't say, oh, it's isolated to Miami, what if they said it's in Des Moines, Iowa? It's in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's in New York City. It's in, you know, name the cities that are further north that think they're not connected to this. Would they have the same response? Oh, we're not afraid of it. Or is it, you know what I'm saying? Is it because they don't feel it's coming their way, or they know that the Zika thing is a scam? I don't have the answer to that yet. I suspect it might be a bit of both, but maybe, unfortunately, it might be more of the former, that they just think it's not coming. But if it did, they would be scared, and they'd say, yeah, sure, roll up my sleeve, inject me with whatever.
Right. No, I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. And it's interesting because you see stories. In fact, I saw one just this morning about it was very much like the one we talked about yesterday with Florida, South Carolina. Apparently the people in South Carolina just really don't care. They're just not worried about it. And, it's not just a U.S. problem either. I mean, there are countries around the world that are all looking at the Zika thing. And there are some other countries in the world that I think are just kind of laughing and just pointing the finger at the U.S. on this.
See, this is where they all go, you are a Putin, you love Putin, you must be a Russian commie. No, Putin is like the Russian bear. He's like a macho man, right? He takes his shirt off. He's like, ah, you know, and then we got a bunch of wussies. Go, oh, apologize for everything. At the Russian Mosquito Festival, they took one out of the Putin page of dealing with mosquitoes.
Wait a minute. Russian Mosquito Festival?
Yeah, they actually celebrate mosquitoes every year in Russia, in Berezniki, Russia. And, you know, we're afraid of Zika, we're afraid of mosquitoes, in the Olympics, whatever. Russia, they're like, who can go into the forest and get the most mosquito bites?
Oh, my goodness.
And this is not just for adults. This is like, bring your kids, it'll be fun. And this year, Superdog, listen to this. This year, little 9-year-old Irina Ilyukhina won the tastiest girl category with 43 mosquito bites. To show for going berry picking in the forest with her mom, right?
Wow! Right?
What would happen if we did that here in
America? Oh man! I mean, there would just be an absolute outrage. You'd want to take your kid away
It would be medical kidnapping on the basis of mosquitoes.
Mosquito bites, abuse, right?
And over in Russia, oh, you wimpy Americans! We take our kids to get all the mosquito bites they can get in one day, just to see they can win a prize.
Wow, and they not only named this 9-year-old as the winner of the tastiest girl category, she actually got an award.
Yeah, she actually got an award. So if you think about the fear of mosquitoes, go to Russia. They'll knock that right out of you. By the way, if you do get skeeter bites, remember the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel, okay? That'll take the sting out, reduce the inflammation, and if you scratch it before you get the silver on it, it'll eliminate any potential infection that you might bring about by scratching a mosquito bite. So there you go. Differences culturally or otherwise. Now don't say I'm a mosquito lover. I'm not a big fan of mosquitoes, but I'm also not questioning the creator that there's a place for them. It just sometimes when they annoy me, I wonder just for a moment if they maybe could be taken somewhere else.
Let me ask you a question. When you get bitten by a mosquito, do you squash it, or do you pick it up and relocate it? I'm just curious.
I am definitely not a mosquito relocator.
I see. I
PETA, listen, you can take your mosquito loving somewhere else. It's not happening here. But I will relocate a snail. I will not relocate a mosquito.
Not a mosquito.
If you can resist scratching it in the first 5 minutes, it'll go away. If you do that plus the Sovereign Silver, it'll go away in the first 2 minutes, typically. So, all right, we're going to take a break. Dr. Rasha Bitar is back. We'll talk about marksmanship as it relates to your health and your future. Yeah, it's going to be a health topic. Advanced medicine coming up next, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.